This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. I'll be joined by Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities. Tom, what happened in the cattle market today?
Well, Leslie, we saw the opening this morning with the live cattle going higher and the feeders going lower. With all the feeder cattle contracts today leaving open chart gaps to the downside except for the January contract. Now, all the cattle contracts bounced off the session lows, with most of the positive closes being in the live cattle today. Choice box beef at midday down 33 cents. Select boxes up $1.73. Had a movement of 55 lows. Cattle killed today, estimated 113,000 head. And the lean hogs today traded and closed mostly mixed. On the close today, December live cattle 95 cents higher. February cattle up $1.17. January feeders 90 cents higher, but March feeders were down 87 cents. And February lean hogs 52 cents lower.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Make tracks to the Tulsa Farm Show December 11th through 13th at the Tulsa Fairgrounds River Spirit Expo. All the latest for farm and ranch, along with cattle equipment demos and the Livestock Handling Skills Scholarship Finals. Don't miss Craig Cameron's horse training seminars and new trick riding shows with Melissa Navarre. Test ride and enter to win a new Hustler mower and participate in the live auction to support scholarships for Oklahoma students. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com for details.
What will tomorrow look like? Visit a modern Oklahoma farm and you'll see precision agriculture with GPS, unmanned aerial vehicles, no-tillage farming, improved livestock genetics, and a whole crop of young leaders eager to feed a hungry world. The next generation of young farmers and ranchers is working with Oklahoma Farm Bureau today to help move agriculture forward. Check it out at okfarmbureau.org. We are rural Oklahoma.
Tom, what happened in the grain market?
Well, Leslie, trading today was lower for the wheat, mostly higher for the corn, and mixed at times for the soybeans. By the close of the session today, only the wheat closed negative, with both Kansas City and Chicago seeing double-digit losses. There was little fresh news as the contracts also saw positioning ahead of tomorrow morning's USDA report and Friday's expiration of December futures contracts. Now, there are comments out of Brazil from farmers down there that claims this year's soybean crop looks to be one of the best they have seen in recent memory. On the close today, we saw March KC wheat down 17 and a quarter, July KC down 13 and a quarter, March Chicago wheat was down 12 and a quarter, March corn closed 5 cents higher, as also did the July corn. We saw January soybeans 5 and a half higher, March soybeans up 5 and 3 quarters, and March cotton 57 points higher.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.